Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
A lot of self-loathing, I can assure you. Hey, why don't we just randomly, my name is Chad Hartman, that's Dave Harrigan. I have the little placards where when we used to use the instant replay more, we'd have the different bank selects. And I would know which ones would play, but I haven't brought them back yet. Let's just try a couple.
Okay.
In fact, you just give me a number 1 through 50, and we'll see what we have on the instant replay here.
Start with 13.
Let's go 13. That was a former Senator Alan Simpson.
Okay.
Who used to come on and would use evocative descriptions.
A sparrow belch in the midst of a typhoon.
Yeah. He was kind of saying it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah?
It's a very flowery way of describing it. I love it.
And direct, succinct.
Yes, it is.
What number do you have next?
24.
24.
Mm-hmm.
That was obviously Anchorman, by the way, properly rated, overrated, yes. Underrated, properly rated. The first one, very funny.
Yes.
Very funny. That was when Carter was just not paying any attention. You know, when he was over there just mind wandering, sometimes we would hit that to see if that would cause him to pay any more attention. Really didn't.
I could see that.
Really?
Yeah. One of the all-time terrible sequels, by the way, Anchorman 2.
Horrendous.
So bad.
Horrendous. In fact, it's right now 651-461-9226. The all-time worst sequels. I'll give you another one. Caddyshack. Yeah,
Caddyshack 2 takes the cake.
I think, is it named after Caddyshack 2?
I think so. Yeah.
Give me one more number and then we'll get to it. All-time horrible sequels. 651-461-9226.
31.
31. Here we go. Yes. That was our second one on the bank to try to get Adam interested in the show. Two of them, when Adam's mind used to wander a lot.
Couldn't just play some fish.
Yeah. How high is he still right now? Carter spent multiple days in Vegas by himself, mm-hmm. eating peanut M&Ms from the guy next to him while watching fish at the Sphere. The Sphere is amazing. Plus, everyone in there was so incredibly high, thought the screen was attacking them.
Yeah, he didn't have to smoke anything himself to get a contact high. That's still,
no.
I mean, Monday afternoon, he's still feeling it, clearly.
Yes, he's out. He's back.
Oh, M&M's, man. Yeah. All right.
He's right on peanut M&M's. We've established that many times before. You're wrong. Peanut M&M's are phenomenal.
They are phenomenal. They're also third on the pecking order of M&M's.
No, they're not. No, they're. Get out of here. Get in the corner. I mean, 5 minutes. Come on.
I'm happy to.
Maybe we should start doing that now. All right, let's keep the show going. I'm in the corner. I believe my former partner came with this idea first, Barrero, where the microphone is on my head, like KOC. And I'd like to be able to walk around.
Yeah, you could have the headset mic, sure.
We're getting new technology here soon, right?
That's what I'm told.
Closed circuit Brad Lane, I would like, so I'm like a head coach, and I can put the headphones on and, you know, have the microphone right there, and I can wander. I can wander around the studio.
Cordless.
Or, no, I'm not going to say it because it's going to end up on the instant replay again, but, you know, I would like cordless to be able to walk around the room.
Can we have evocative
and descriptive, sure. A sparrow like a belch thing?
Do we need like an intern always walking right behind you for when you're done with a thing so you can immediately hand it to him? Or when you get upset, really upset during the show, you spike it on
horrible
the ground.
Horrible question by me, and I just throw the thing down. Plus, we'd like the cameras. Like, are we any closer to the cameras here in studio?
I think we're as close as we were about a month ago.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the one camera we had here when we used to do the Channel 4 thing? Did we break it?
Yes. Former employee was putting something together. I can't remember exactly how it happened, but I was in the studio when it happened, and he bumped into it, and that was a nice run.
That had to be an expensive camera, by the way.
Probably did. I don't think anyone's missing it, considering it hadn't been used for,
yeah,
what, 5 years at least by that
something
point?
Something like that. Do you, we'll get to some of your texts, by the way, and we want more texts on this topic also. Worst sequels of all time. Do you care and should you care? I'm talking about the biggest news story of the day for some. The 45th president of the United States is in court today. Who, by the way, also is the presumptive Republican nominee. And I still think today, although I think it's closer, I still think today, if the election was today, he would be the 47th president of the United States. He's in trial for paying his fixer then, Michael Cohen, the $130,000 to keep Stormy Daniels quiet. And I'm sure it's twofold, right? I'm sure he'd rather keep that quiet from Melania. Listen, the lifestyle Don Trump lived, he kept a lot of things quiet from his various wives and girlfriends, etc. But also, he wanted to keep it quiet for the 2016 election. As I've said many times before, on the legal cases involving Donald John Trump, this is last on my list. This is last. This was 8 years ago. And if many people looked at the case, many people dismissed the case. Is he guilty of it? Of course he's guilty. Of course he wrote the money, paid the money to keep the porn star quiet, and then played around with games. But do you care? I saw the opening statement from Donald Trump, although I'll say again, to me it's sheer lunacy that we can't at least listen to this. If you want to listen. And the numbers wouldn't be boffo, but come on with our legal system. Shouldn't we at minimum hear this? A guy who might be the next president of the United States, he thinks starting his third term, right? Because he still thinks he was denied 2020. And we just have to rely on the reporting, and some of it's excellent reporting. I don't deny that, but it's 2024. We can't see this or hear this. Shouldn't we be able to consume any bit of court matter in the United States of America if we want to listen?
I'm willing to hear the argument of no still.
Yeah.
Now, I think audio is different than visual. I think if you were just to say, hey, we're going to have microphones in the courtroom, you can hear it. I think that's a very different thing than having cameras.
I just – and I get the argument in very shrewd lawyers, and there's too many people playing up the cameras. I mean, you can go show up. If you want to go walk two blocks from here, go to Hennepin County and just watch case after case after case after case, you can. But we, when the 45th president and maybe next president is on trial for something you may think is meritorious or you might think is witch hunting, and we can't consume it, seems silly to me. Do you care? 0 to 10, do you care about this case? 651-461-9226. And should you care? Will it have any impact on the upcoming election? I think the answer is no. I really do. I know we have some polling, which has been out for a while, suggesting that there's a subset of Republicans who, if Donald Trump is found guilty, they could vote for him before, but not if he's a felon. I don't think on this case that's going to affect them. I think on the classified documents and on election interference, yes. And potentially on the Georgia case. Election interference, what he didn't do on January 6th, the classified documents, and then I needed the 11,000 some votes. which person who is the flopper, the centrist, however you want to view it, who voted maybe Obama 12, Trump 16, Biden 20, and really doesn't like either one. And this is the tipping point for him or her? That Donald Trump wrote a check to Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet? This is the tipping point? I think it's going to have almost zero effect. Hot take radio would say, this will have absolutely no effect. I mean, barely minuscule. Do you really think it's going to have any? Is there a voter out there who's leaning Trump at this point? Because he doesn't think Biden's cognitively up to it. He wants more of the Republican policies. He's crime issues. Even a lot of the crime in major cities has dropped down. This is the point where he's going to say, because he's had a brief sexual encounter with Stormy Daniels and wanted to try to keep quiet, this is what's going to cause her or him to say, nope, I'm not voting for you.
Believe me, Chad, nothing brief about it, okay? Well, nothing was brief.
It's not with the credible Stormy. I mean, again, the credibility Stormy and Michael Cohen, we can't forget that in this case. Neither one very credible, right? Don.
Your opinion?
I mean, of the seriously. Most likely to tell the truth, Don Trump, Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels. What's option D?
What do you got against Stormy?
I have no idea. I'm a little dubious of her credibility. I'm a little dubious.
Makes one of us.
Okay. I've always thought you have said, who's my core belief? When I'm uncertain what to do, when I'm Dave Aragon, what would Stormy?
She's my ethical muse.
Exactly. I was searching for a phrase like that. You nailed it. And I made up something.
Like a sparrow belch in a hurricane,
yes,
Chad.
Yes. Who is this going to affect? If he's found guilty in this case, he's not going to the clink for this.
It's going to
affect. And he shouldn't go to the clink for this either. Me, noted big Don Trump supporter.
It's going to affect all the millions and millions of people who, when they see Donald Trump and his court cases, have a completely open mind about everything, Chad, and haven't already made up their minds. And whatever the jury comes back, if it disagrees with what they already believe, well, the jury is completely biased. And
No, it's probably a win for him. I mean, he does not want to be there, and he's nodding off again. Donald Trump doesn't wake up early. He just doesn't, outside to play golf. So that's why we get another report today. He's falling asleep. You know what? A lot of 77-year-olds probably would be falling asleep, you know?
A lot of 27-year-olds.
Exactly.
This is probably the most boring case ever.
And he's a power freak. And, like, there, you know what he is? He's just a guy.
Yeah.
He's just, you know. But in the end, if he's found guilty, he's not going to jail. We agree? He's not going. They're not sentencing him to jail.
20 years in the big house.
Yeah. And me, a guy who would vote for a potted plant over him, I don't think he should go to jail for this either. So if he's found guilty, it's they're out to get me. They're out to get me. They're out to get me. And guess what? If he's found not guilty, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you. All right, we're throwing a lot out there. Is this really going to influence anybody? And we'll pay attention to it at times. And do you care at all? Plus the bonus. I like where we have a bonus. Are you doing yoga here? What are you doing?
Just got a little tightness in my hip. Something just started bugging me.
What are you, Carter? Are you going to tell us how many times you work out?
I just took a nice run yesterday.
Okay, we're happy for you. You can write. Again, another runner wants to tell us how much he's running.
Bring in some weights tomorrow. Just get a little bench in here.
Well, everybody else brings stuff in here. Why not?
Hey, you want me to stay in the corner? I'll just be clanging and banging in the corner.
Clanging and banging here at CCO. And the side piece, so to speak, if you don't want to chime in on Trump interests and who it affects, is worst sequel ever. Worst sequel ever. 651-461-9226 on. Oh, man, they're red hot right now. We're loving them, the Minnesota Twins. That was funny. 26 past 12. What do we got for a music theme today, Dave Harrigan?
Happy Earth Day, Chad.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. Do you want a little Choose Your Adventure bump theme today? Because I thought we could just go all Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yep.
Or we could go Earth-themed songs and bands.
Yeah. Whenever I comment, I get one comment back from you. Go ahead and utter it right
now. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, I'm told.
All right. Well, I offered you the chance.
Yeah. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Stay in your lane.
Okay. I thought you asked me a question. So I'll just be over here potentially in the corner. All right. Let's get to a number of texts here. Home Alone 3 and 4. My God, did we have a Home Alone 3 and 4, or was that just a joke?
There was at least a 3, so there probably was a 4, and they were I'm pretty sure without Macaulay Culkin.
There was a Home Alone 3?
Yes.
I have no recollection of that.
I don't know if Pesci and is it Daniel Stern?
Stern, yep.
I don't know if they were involved.
The former NBA commissioner.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Home Alone 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, it's kind of like how the American Pie sequels went on when it was just Eugene Levy. All the kids were gone.
American Pie, fine, good. Excellent, funny. Just stop. Sometimes you can just stop.
Yeah. 2 was fine. The rest.
A drop off.
Yeah.
It was a drop off. Independence Day 2 was hot garbage. Remember when Will Smith, whatever he put out, it was going to make $800 billion. European Vacation. Okay, this is hatred. Okay, this is, first of all, the first vacation is utter garbage because of Chevy Chase. Worst sequel ever, Election 2024.
Very good. Very good.
Lock him up, lock him up, lock him up. He's on trial for election interference. Please report correctly. I pointed out over and over again that he did one of two things. He did it to keep his wife, and he did it because the election was taking place.
So, I didn't hear that.
Listening is an underrated skill. Louis Varland goes to St. Paul, yes. He's been dreadful. He's been awful. So let me get this straight. You can run for president as a felon, but you can't vote. Seems crazy, doesn't it?
What a country.
What? Where is Yakov Smirnoff? Is Yakov? What a country. Is he still with us? I'm saying yes, Yakov Smirnoff is with us. What, you're looking it up right now. Do you think he's with us?
We looked him up not that long ago.
Did
and
we?
I think he was. Yes, 73 years young, old Yakov. Still hanging in there.
Good. More text here, 651-461-9226. I believe Trump screwed up Payne's Storm. If it came out, all you need to say it was just a lie. His base doesn't care. I believe there will be one juror that will say, I think they meant not guilty. Like we said one of the last times you talked about it, if he just would have said, yeah, it happened, wouldn't have bothered one person in his base. Grab him by the you-know-where. Didn't affect his base at all either. Come on, we all thought that was it, right? There were many moments where I was wrong. Now, the last few weeks, once he got by, grab him by the you-know-what, I then said, hell, for sure, he can win.
Sure.
Now, for months and months, were there many times where I thought, no way? Yeah, absolutely. But when that Access Hollywood tape came out, and it was, 2 days before a debate, you kind of thought, okay, this is it.
Yeah, but then you look back at all your years of locker room talk and the amount of times you've heard that phrase uttered, Chad.
Yes. A lot of times. More text on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. The Democrats are guilty of election interference. Trump is not able to go out and campaign. Even if he's found guilty, it won't matter. He'll appeal, and in the end, he won't face any punishment. Remember, this is a case. It's a state, it's a city district case. So he can't throw this one out like the federal ones if he's present again. For Chad, a person's character matters a lot to me. I think it should, too, but it doesn't to tons of people. It just does not. There are plenty of center-right people who know how morally bankrupt Donald Trump is, in my opinion. You do not have to agree with me, obviously. And they still vote for him, and they justify it somehow.
Well, they'll say the issues and what, the Republican Party and Donald Trump's stances. They would say that's more important to them, that, voting for the country. Okay.
Trump is the worst sequel ever, as the text keep coming in on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Do you care? We should care. whether about porn star or anything else, fraud is illegal. Why would we not care that someone is running for president commits fraud? Have we sunk that low? I want a president with some integrity, please. Tons of people don't care because they think it is a witch hunt. They're buying it. And again, this is 8 years ago, right? If this was going to happen, I think it should happen a long, long time ago. Hey, Chad, what's going on with the Woodbury Target store? Oh, the All Clear was offered up probably about an hour and 5 minutes ago now, right?
Somewhere
in there. Worst in recent memory, we're talking about sequels. Dune 3. I thought, didn't we just have a Dune come out that people liked?
Yes.
Okay.
I think did very well.
Yeah. Chad, the current court case against Trump does matter to voters. It's his own business. He wants to have extramarital affairs, but he false flood the expenses, which is another example of dishonesty and deceit, which is troubling considering he's leading our country. I think it should be. I think the other case that Letitia James – listen, Letitia James and Alvin Bragg both bragged about going after him, which is stupidity. You know what you say? You say, I'm going to judge the merits of the case. But they got intoxicated when they're running and trying to win their primaries with a lot of people can't stand Donald Trump. You make it easy for people to question your objectivity when you say that, right? But should you be allowed to make up a certain size and value of your property for tax reasons compared to for valuations? Hell no. Now, the astronomical figure he was punished seemed extraordinarily high to me, but he should have been punished. There's no doubt. Let's see. All the judges are Democrats after Trump. All everybody that's after him is Democrats. So you can't say this is not election interference. Yeah, people buying, by the way, that every person goes after him is a Democrat.
I think that's true.
Every
person. It's been proven.
He is a maestro at that. He is phenomenal at that. We both saw a story about child care costs. Talk about punishing and cruel and daunting. Let's bring that up again. And I'd love, like, we got a ton of feedback here on the Trump case and on worse sequels. I'd love for you to chime in on the child care costs because we're gonna give you some data on this. Chad, do you even do any research in history on why this case took so long to come to trial? Yes, it did. I've laid that out a number of other times in other times. We didn't do it this time. But there are top people, including Cyrus Vance, who had this job before, who turned it down. There are other people who turned down this case, decided not to pursue it. We've laid that down other times. So I'm a failure at many things in life. Research and prep for the show is not one of them. 34 past 12 on CCO. All right, Dave and I both saw this. The average household with child care bills spends $325 a week. That's 19% of their weekly income. Child care bills. 19% of your weekly income. Nevada, families spend 32% of their income on child care. So the obvious things, why? Well, inflation, right? Then we got a lot of places because of the pandemic shut down. And a third, according to this story, is the expiration of pandemic-era federal funding for child care centers, which ended last fall. So I'd like to hear from people who are in this business right now, either now or have been, and how you deal with it. Listen, I'm in the middle of it right now with Quentin, right? Kathleen and I split 50-50. I have someone, I'm bummed, by the way, because Ellen is amazing and she's moving on to concentrate more on education. And we will miss her. She's great. For Quentin and his health issues and concern, we have to be really precise. Everybody wants to be really precise and safe with their kids. You know, most of the time, if your child's 23 like mine, you don't have those issues. But Quentin has this rare syndrome, including epilepsy and autism. And it's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. And it is debilitating. It is soul-crushing. And you can know all about it before you have kids, Dave. But then if you're like a lot of people, like you guys, two-income family, young kids, okay, I mean, we got grandparents here, we got friends here, we also have to show up at our jobs, like you have a quirky job, right? Most people at a job, let's say if there's something going on with a kid, okay, I'll come in a little early, I'll do my 5-6 hours and get out. You got to be here noon to three. You got to be here earlier than that and a little later than that. So for you guys, and then I want more people to text me on their childcare costs and how big of a focus it is, how many people now aren't having a child because of the costs? It's not like this is new, but it just came up again and it struck both of us. And when we talk about paying off college loans, do we ever talk about this? I mean, that was kind of my point on the college loan situation. Because, yes, college costs are onerous, high, not slowing down. But how do we determine, okay, we're going to wipe away? Where's the next one? And there's politics all over that for the Biden administration. Let's just be honest. And you might think there's credibility to it. There aren't a lot of families that just sit there and say, "Eh, we're fine. We're fine. These expensive child care costs, we're good. We don't have to worry about it at all."
Turn the mic on. Yep. Even if you are, you know, a dual income family, both parent making a very good wage, it still takes a bite. It absolutely takes a bite. And for us, we've been incredibly lucky in that my in-laws were retired by the time our first came along. And they've been more than willing to step up. It's 3 days a week. And then my wife is off on Thursdays and Fridays.
How immensely helpful is that to you guys?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's absolutely unbelievable. There's a couple of home child care places just in our neighborhood when we do have an issue. You know, we've got a relationship where we can, you know, send the kid off to there for a half day or the full day. And that's not cheap, but it's a lot better financially than a lot of the centers would be.
Yes.
And that's just because of the amount of, you know, people they have to pay to be there. And, you know, like I said, we're very lucky in that my wife has worked her schedule where she then has to work some weekends with her job at a hospital. But we've saved, I can't imagine how many thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands.
Over the last 7 years, with our oldest being seven now and our youngest just turning four.
Let alone finding the right place, let alone they're good at what they do. Do they have enough people? Is it convenient to where you live and work? What are their policies? It is so large an issue for so many people. And not just if you're in it yourself, if you're like a grandparent. And by the way, you guys are so fortunate to have that. A lot of grandparents, and they shouldn't be faulted to say, you know, we'll help out some. But we just want to commit to 3 days a week.
Yeah. That's a lot. It is a ton. And, you know, grandparents who maybe still work.
Yeah.
Grandparents who don't live close.
Yeah.
We have two sets of grandparents within 10, 15 minutes of our home.
Grandparents who travel.
Mm-hmm.
Grandparents who work their butts off. Love their grandchildren, but I'll do one day a week.
Yes.
Or call me periodically. Doesn't make you a bad grandparent at all.
You can want to live your life. You can want to travel. You can want to do a lot of different things. Absolutely.
Child care costs in either your life in the past or now. And when we have these debates on where you're helping people out, and we have it in the child tax credits, we do a lot of things, and we have that debate on what role. Does this one come up enough? It's discussed a lot. There are efforts out there. But again, when we're talking right around 20%, yeah, what's the number? 18.6%. That's almost one-fifth of your income. Boom. Taking care of my kids.
Yeah.
By the way, you're also taxed a little bit. Then you want to do this novel thing called EAT. Maybe pay for your mortgage, pay your rent, Some clothes.
Save a little bit for retirement because we're all supposed to be saving, right?
Yeah. It is daunting. These kids need to start working in about 6 months.
Would help.
It would be very helpful if they would do that.
Get them on the TikTok.
Get them on the TikTok. Start making some money right away. As long as the TikTok is here, it might be going away. I'm not happy about that. I'm enjoying my TikTok. What do you want to say about your life and childcare costs? And are we getting better? Because there are no signs we're getting better, right?
No.
Zero.
No, we've been talking about it for years.
Decades. This has been going on. And it is, again, dividing the haves and the have-nots even more. Just is.
Yep.
And it's sad. And I'm not saying the government should come in and give everybody $100,000. I'm just pointing out how daunting and difficult it is, whether it's the money, whether it's the scheduling, whether, oh, by the way, work might say, hey, Dave, we want you to be here. John, if you keep saying, legitimately, my kid's sick or the child care has issues, at some point the boss is going to say, hey, Dave, I like you, but you need to be here. Crazy concept. 651-461-9226. What do you want to say? Love to hear from you through a phone call or a text. Once again, 651-461-9226. Sounds like a fun Saturday night to me.
Yeah.
Linda's construction time check is, it's 12:54 on Earth Day. Among the best planets I've ever attended.
It's top five.
Top five, for sure. Linda's Construction Time Shack. Time to invest in clog-free leaf guard gutters and receive 75% off installation labor. Child care costs, that is the topic before we're done. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Are you ready?
Always ready.
Always. Not what I've heard. Chad and Dave, our son and the wife, live in Wisconsin. I'm newborn, now 9 months old. However, my wife and I have had the opportunity, pleasure to babysit her every day of the week because they were unable to find daycare in western Wisconsin, even the eastern part of Minnesota. Nobody has any openings for newborns or infants, so what does a family do when they're trying to make ends meet with dual incomes? Now one of them has to stay home and quit their job to try to make it work. Yeah. So hard. And okay, so there are a number of other texts saying, guess what? Don't have any kids until you figure this out. We'd eliminate a lot of families and a lot of kids if that was the criteria. Are they going to be in the bedroom with you? Okay, looks like something's about to happen. Hold on.
Throw the flag.
We're going to the tote board here. How much money are you making? What can you afford? Hey, calm down over there. You're a little too aroused right now. No arousal until we decide if you can have sex and potentially have a kid. Yes, more of us need to be responsible. We also have, I don't know, on Earth Day, planet Earth, how many billions of families have we had, the history of the planet, who, guess what, as they aged, they made more money, were in a better position, and struggled and had help. So, yeah, it sounds convenient, right? Just have everything buttoned up. And I wish all of us were that fortunate. But to say no one can have a kid until every financial possibility has been solved sounds really tough guy-ish. It's not reality.
Yeah, you might not be having kids until the parents are 45 or older.
Or older, or they won't.
Yes.
Are we going to set up a checklist? Okay. No sex for you guys. How come? You only make $121,000 together.
She put Susie in charge of that.
Nope. You only make $54,000. Mm-hmm. You know, go in a room. What you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
But you know, I have two nieces and nephew. They were in daycare about 10 years ago. They had to be in a daycare center environment because the safety protocols with severe allergens had too many dangerous risks with the home daycare centers not being careful enough. Yeah. Kids and issues, the daycare, how's their follow-up? How often are you checking on the daycare? It's complicated.
Yeah.
And it is daunting. Let's pause. Mark and CBS up next.